Hi Scorpio, how are you? Welcome to your horoscope psychic tarot reading for the month of January 2022. Happy New Year. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is for Scorpio, Sun, Moon, Rising, and all placements in between. I am Lamar Townsend. I'm a psychic and energy channeler, a tarot reader, and an astrologer. If you would be interested in a personal reading from me, I am available for personal readings. Check out my website, lamartownsendtarot.com. I do mediumship readings if you want to connect to your ancestors and spirit guides. I do past life readings if you want to learn about your past lives. Of course, I do all different types of psychic tarot readings. I do birth chart, natal chart readings if you want to learn about your sun, moon, and rising, and all placements in between. All right, so also check out my other platforms, my Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitch, YouTube, my podcast, my Patreon, my Vimeo as well. All right, let's go ahead and get right into the reading for Scorpio and see what's coming up for Scorpio for the month of January 2022. Thank you for cleansing and clean the energy of the stuck me past reading. Amen, amen, and amen. Alright. Let's go ahead and see what is coming up for the zodiac sign Scorpio for the month of January 2022. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Scorpio for the month of January 2022? Scorpio, Sun, Moon, Rising, and all placements in between for January 2022. Hope you all are having a good day, morning, evening, night, whenever you're listening or watching. Make sure you rate my video, my podcast, like the video, follow me on Twitch. Wherever you're listening or watching, subscribe. Thank you so much. What's coming up for Scorpio for January 2022? The first card I get for you, Scorpio, is the Hierophant. So this is speaking of divine messages from spirit. It could be divine messages, particularly in terms of maybe you making a change in your life, going in a new direction. It feels like going towards something you're meant for, maybe even something you're destined for. So destiny, fate could be playing a part here for Scorpio in the month of January 2022. It feels like almost like spirit, you know, God, the ancestors, whomever it is you believe, puts like a message or like something in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, and it's like, I want to do this, I want to study this, I want to go to this school, I want to apply for this job, and you apply and you get it, and it's actually really good for you. All right, so you kind of trust the signs spirit is giving you, trust the messages spirit is giving you, not only within yourself but also outside yourself, because I feel like there's going to be validations as well. It's like, say for example, spirit is telling you you need to maybe work in banking, but you know, now would be a good time to apply, you know, for jobs in marketing. And maybe you notice, you know, suddenly also you get ads for marketing jobs, or you know, the YouTube videos you watch are recommended deal with marketing jobs. Like, it's something like that. There is strength for you, Scorpio, definitely in terms of money and finances this month, all right, in the month of January 2022, particularly once again, I feel like in terms of you moving in a certain direction or a new direction, all right? So whatever it is, pick it up and stick with it, Scorpio, all right? Because there's abundance around it, there's opportunities around it, there's reaching your goals around whatever this opportunity is. In your mind, though, I get the Seven of Swords. This is also your thoughts, communication, all right? Your youth, your childhood, or children in general. So you could be juggling a lot. You know, you could be taking on a lot. There also could be this energy of unsure, like being unsure of yourself or being unsure of taking, like, the next step. You know, kind of, you know, if you're listening on the podcast, come over to twitch.tv/LamarTownsendTarot to see the live video version. But it looks like, you know, in this picture, in the Seven of Swords, that this guy is not looking at the next step he's taking. He's just wishing for the best, right? But there's something about what are you really fearful of here, you know? It could also, once again, be juggling a lot. And it's like, you know, once again, not knowing exactly what lies ahead, you know, or it's like, I'm juggling all this, but I don't know if something's going to pop up and make it all fall or crash, coming down kind of thing. So there is some fear, there is some thoughts that you are having, but overall I get good energy so far around you, irregardless of that. irregardless of, you know, any fears, thoughts, worries, anxieties you may be experiencing in January 2022. I get the Four of Cups. Alright, so there is something about at least having this, or at least having this around you. Like, there's some sense of comfort zones, people who are comfortable for you, like, you know, so you don't feel like you're doing it all alone, or something like that, where it's like, there's a sense of groundedness, where it's like, yes, you're moving somehow in a new direction in life, and you're opening up to new opportunities, but also there's something where it's like, at least I have this, at least I have this to ground me, or these people to ground me, all right? I get the Three of Cups. Showing up in your placement of creativity, romance, self-expression. I keep getting that there's something new coming into your life. It could be someone new, but someone new comes into the picture that spices things up. It could be a new opportunity. It could be more than one thing. One of them maybe you don't see coming. One of them I feel like may involve you going on a new path, and by you committing to this new path, this new thing comes. But if you weren't to go down this new path and commit to it, you might not get this second new thing. Like, I'm not sure what that is. I get the Seven of Cups, so there is a little bit of a questioning of, am I on the right track? Should I divert from this thing to this other thing? There is something also, Scorpio, about paying attention to any health concerns you may have. So if you, like, have any aches or pains, you know, consistently, you know, like, you may want to look into that, all right, and not ignore it. Especially don't ignore it if spirit is putting it in your mind that there may be something wrong. Like, this is not a month to ignore spirit, all right? Not a month to do that. I don't feel like that will serve you well. There is a King of Cups showing up here. This would be a Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio. Definitely could be someone masculine in nature. Could also be a Libra. The King of Cups is typically... seems like we're having some technical difficulties. The King of Cups is typically someone that is caring, that wants to come in and help. This definitely could be you. Caring, alright? Helping others, but helping self. I don't know why I feel like someone comes in to help you, or you are... there's something about caring for self this month. Like a putting self first energy. That's what I feel. Alright? But I get the Four of Swords. Some of you could be dealing with trust issues. It's not a matter of that there's bad people around you. Maybe it's a matter of you've had certain bad experiences. And there's something within you that needs to be addressed. There also could be something about choosing better, choosing different people. I feel like for some of you, new people are entering your life, are entering your atmosphere, your energy. But maybe that's what's kind of triggering. Like, can I really trust these people? Like, there's something about that where some of you could be experiencing new people entering your life, but they are literally new personalities, where maybe you've been used to new people entering your life, but it's been the... maybe you are used to... maybe you're used to new people entering your life, but it's like the same personality, the same energy in a different suit, right? In a different, you know, skin, flesh, you know, style, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like there's literally new people entering your life because you're in a new phase in your life in particular. There's new opportunities entering your life at this time, Scorpio, because you're in a new phase in your life. Some of you are maturing. A lot of you are maturing. And I think you're going to find peace and new opportunities. This could involve traveling, maybe, relocating, investing in new skills, education, something along those lines. Once again, a new venture, a new opportunity, a new adventure, right? A new opportunity of some sort. Definitely could involve traveling, driving, moving, movement, particularly in terms of career, all right? Maybe your professional destiny could involve maybe father energy, father side of the family as well. This is towards the end of the month. Something that is commitment oriented. Get a Knight of Cups. This could be you. This could be another water sign, Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio, or Aquarius around you. Maybe. Shows up as in a friend position. Also shows up as someone maybe you meet through social media, the internet, technology, or could be connected in that some way. Or social media, the internet, technology, networking are going to be important for you in January 2022. It could also be both, all right? Because you are a water sign, Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio in particular, right? Your last card is the Six of Swords. So there does seem to be a little bit of January back and forth with you where it's like, am I moving in the right direction? I'm going to keep moving forward, but I'm having doubts. I'm second guessing. It's just a matter of keep going. It's like the energy of when you set sail. Think of back in the day when they didn't have cars or planes and they had to travel long distances by boat. You know, it's like it's a big journey, you know, setting sail on a new journey. It's not just getting to the destination. It's the journey to the destination, right? That all encompasses the experience. So I kind of get that for you, Scorpio, where you're setting sail on a new destination. But it's the journey that is also a part of the learning lesson or the experience, okay? And somehow January ties in with that for you of 2022. All right. Thank you so much for allowing me to read for you. I hope you got some messages from this reading. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, follow, rate. Thank you for listening and watching. If you would like a personal reading from me, definitely check out my website, lamartownsendtarot.com. I'm available for personal readings, and I would love to read for you. Until the next one, love and light, God bless, and no stress. And have a great new year, Scorpio. God bless.